You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we discuss current events, social issues, religious trends, and noteworthy news from a biblical perspective. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. This episode is being released on July 14th, 2022. This week, we're going to be talking about the U.S. government providing funding to promote atheism worldwide. This, of course, has led to some political debate, but that's not why we're talking about it here. I tried to steer clear of politics on this podcast. Not that I don't have opinions on things like that, but this isn't the place for it. However, we do talk about government from time to time because that is a biblical topic. So we're going to consider this from that perspective today. For links to this story as well as related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/07-14-22. Now for our story this week. House Republicans demand answers from Biden administration over grants to promote atheism worldwide. From Fox News, several House Republicans are demanding answers from the Biden administration regarding a grant program the Republicans say will promote atheism worldwide. Republican Study Committee Chairman Jim Banks of Indiana led the letter with 14 of his GOP colleagues to President Biden and Secretary of State Anthony Blinken regarding the Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor's grant program promoting atheism and humanism. The Notice of Funding Opportunity announced a competitive process that would award grants of up to $500,000 to organizations committed to the practice and spread of atheism and humanism, namely in South Central Asia and in the Middle East and North Africa. The Republicans pointed out that atheism and humanism are both official belief systems protected under the First Amendment's right to religious freedom, and said that they would like to know what other United States government programs supported with appropriated funds are being used either to encourage, inculcate, or to disparage any official belief system, atheist, humanist, Christian, Muslim, or otherwise. I read that excerpt to get the context of what's going on here, though we're not talking about President Biden, Senate Republicans, or anything like that. But there are some points that I do think should be considered in light of this story. First, atheism and humanism are belief systems. This was pointed out by the ones who were questioning these grants, and it is exactly right. Atheism is the belief that there is no God. Humanism, which is necessarily related to atheism, is the philosophical ideology or belief system that values human reasoning over religion and superstition. Both of them amount to a rejection of God and a belief that there is no one or nothing that is greater than man. Yet they both reject the evidence for God. As Paul wrote about in Romans 1 verse 20, he said, "For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made so that they are without excuse." These are belief systems, but they are foolish ones because they reject the evidence for God that exists in the world around us. This is why the psalmist said that the fool has said in his heart, "There is no God," in Psalm 14 and verse 1. Daniel Sommer was a gospel preacher who lived from 1850 to 1940, and I like what he said about the difference between an atheist and an agnostic, one who says there is no God and one who says he doesn't know if there is a God. Notice what Sommer said. "But suppose that a man will arise and say there is no God, and will therefore say, 'I do not believe that I shall have any existence beyond this life.' Such a man we may answer in the words of David, king of Israel, 'The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God.' For a man to say that he does not believe there is any God might be a reasonable saying, for he would thereby imply that he has not become acquainted with sufficient facts and truths to convince him that a being exists who is worthy of being called God. But when a man boldly says there is no God, he pronounces upon all evidence with which he is acquainted, and upon all that is beyond his acquaintance. He not only declares that he has not been convinced of God's existence, but he implies that in all the entire domain of fact and truth and reason, evidence could not be found that would convince him. Such a man pronounces on all that he knows and all that he does not know. David declares that the man who does all this is a fool. And we should not dispute what David says on the subject. The fact that David lived in the Jewish age does not, in this instance, prevent his words from being justly applied to the gospel age. The man who says there is no God may still be classed with fools. Again, that was a quote from Daniel Sommer. But the atheist who says there is no God is basing his claim on what he does not know. He is claiming, foolishly, that there is no evidence in the universe for God. There is nothing that he hasn't considered and nothing that he might have to learn. In essence, he has made himself into his own God. And being his own God, he will reject religion, any religion, and embrace humanism. These necessarily go together. But these are absolutely belief systems. Second, rejecting God leads to moral depravity. This is what Paul went on to talk about after explaining the evidence for God is so clear that those who reject God are without excuse, Romans 1 and verse 20. When they reject God, he said in verse 21, their heart becomes darkened. And he said in verse 24 that God gave them over in the lusts of their heart to impurity. This led to the practice of homosexuality, as verse 26 and 27 talks about, which has certainly increased in our culture. And it led to them being filled with all unrighteousness, as verse 29 says. And there's a list of several sins that the Gentile nations were guilty of after they rejected God. When atheism and humanism spread, this type of depravity spreads. The wise man said, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people, in Proverbs 14:34. The more a society is given over to sin, the more of a shame it is to them. Righteousness exalting a nation is not so much about us electing so-called godly leaders. Instead, it's about the principles of righteousness being practiced by the people of the nation. When a society is filled with people who are moral, honest, hardworking, doing good to others, and so on, the nation will be in good shape, generally speaking. But when a society is filled with people who are immoral, dishonest, lazy, and covetous of others and seeking to do harm to them, that nation is in trouble. The growing problems we have seen in our nation, homosexuality, transgenderism, we've seen an increase in school shootings, all sorts of things like that. Those are directly correlated to the spread of atheism and humanism. Third point, it is not God's design for civil governments to promote any belief system. Paul explained the God-given role of government in Romans 13:3-4, where he said, "For rulers are not a cause of fear for good behavior, but for evil. Do you want to have no fear of authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For it is a minister of God to you for good. But if you do what is evil, be afraid. For it does not bear the sword for nothing. For it is a minister of God, an avenger who brings wrath on the one who practices evil." The solution to the government funding programs to promote atheism and humanism is not for the government to now fund programs to spread the gospel. They are there to punish evildoers, protect the innocent, and based on 1 Timothy 2:1 through 4, which we'll talk about in just a minute, they are there to provide and maintain an environment where we are free to serve the Lord and spread His word. We do not want this administration or any administration promoting or spreading the gospel. History shows us that this never goes well. And the Bible shows us that it is not what God wants them to do anyway. And then fourth, it is our responsibility to spread the gospel. As individuals, we are to work to teach others. Just as early Christians, when they were persecuted, they went everywhere preaching the word, as Acts 8 and verse 4 says. We are to be ready to give an answer to anyone who asks us for a reason for our faith, as 1 Peter 3:15 says. Churches, as pillar and support of the truth, 1 Timothy 3:15, are to follow the example of the church in Thessalonica that sounded forth the word in Macedonia and Achaia and beyond. That's in 1 Thessalonians 1 and verse 8. The only role the civil authorities have in this is to leave us alone and allow us to be free to do this. And we should pray that they will do this. That was Paul's point in 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 4, where he said, "First of all, then, I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men, for kings and for all who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." We need to pray that our leaders will allow us to lead a quiet and peaceful life here. Why? So our lives will be easier? Well, that's a secondary benefit, but it's not the primary reason given. It is good and acceptable in the sight of God because He wants all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Pray for freedom, and then use that freedom to help lead others to the Lord. So we do not want the civil authorities working to spread atheism and humanism. At the same time, we don't want civil authorities trying to help spread the gospel. That's our job. We just want them to do their job, particularly what God ordained for them to do. But this is what's going on. Atheism and humanism are growing, and even civil authorities are helping to promote that worldwide. We need to counter this by spreading the gospel to the world around us. That's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I hope you found it to be interesting and informative and helpful. For links to the story we talked about, as well as related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/07-14-22. The Plain Bible Teaching Podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. If you use those platforms, please subscribe and rate the podcast there. If you know of others who would be interested in hearing this episode, please share this with them, and I would appreciate that. And if you see a news story or some topic that you think would make for a good discussion, please send that to me, andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.